Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so everybody tune in. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your enemies. This is a show that everybody should be listening to because it's about a serious, socially, vitally important topic. The ongoing homeless problem here throughout the world. This is bad here in America, but it's bad pretty much all around. It's getting to be quite a festering illness. It's 11 o'clock here on the dot here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one, the only, accept no substitutions. Please, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved. You can be on the radio. Let's discuss. I'm here at 515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, once again, I was living in McKinleyville, California. I was living there. I was living nice. I mean, because in McKinleyville, we got everything, man. McKinleyville, where horses had the right of way. McKinleyville is a kind of paradise. It really is. We got everything going on around there. So you can understand how people don't really want to leave. You get a job doing anything just to stay. We got everything. We got horse trails. We got woods. We got everything. Everything. Anywho, what I want to tell you is that everything was basically idyllic, except that I spent most of my life, I was just drifting through life, you know. I did the bare minimum. I was a C average student. I got by. I was everybody else, you know. Anywho, what eventually happened was, and this is the point, it didn't go nowhere. I was at a high school, not sure what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. Not sure. Some days I'm still not. So what happened? Somebody came along and gave me something. As basically I was walking out of my own home, walking out into that great unknown. I happened to go into the woods. We have our woods. We got everything. We got a beautiful waterfall, man. You know, McKinleyville would be so perfect if it wasn't for the high crime. I guess when a place is that beautiful, somebody has to come along and decide to make it ugly. But anywho, there I was, and I happened to come across some vagrants. Vagrants. Now, what happened was, No, see, I thought they were vagrants. I thought they were. But it turned out that they were actually a traveling group of people employed by this one guy, Organic OK, who was going around driving, helping the homeless, picking up garbage, trying to make sure to protest, to make sure that basically there were better accommodations for homeless people. That the system was better. He was doing all that. And at first, he said he was wealthy. I got to admit, I had my doubts. I did not believe. I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't certain. Sometimes you're not. But anywho, I had to basically give him his name in court. He told me that I could personally come with him on his trip, going around, picking up garbage, helping the homeless, all that, which he is financially accommodating. Me and the rest of these people. I was blown away. I told him about my brief career on the radio, basically doing blog talk radio, whatever. I don't even know if anybody was listening. I told my friends to listen, but I don't even think they knew how. It's not like listening to a radio station in your car. This is blog talk radio. Why do people hear that? Anywho, he swore me in. He got me to get down on one knee, and then he knighted me DJ Butterfly Feces. Besides, I was never really truly a DJ. I was the guy who was, well, how do I put this? I was the I was the guy who personally, I was the editorialist, the guy who was basically saying, what's wrong with the world? How we can make things better if we all just got together and to be honest, that's what he was doing. He wasn't just talking about it. He wasn't just basically making a lot of noise on the radio about how we can get things better. He was doing it. I had to join. I swore allegiance to him and this whole mission. And we went all over, going around there trying to help people, trying to talk to the homeless, trying to pick up the garbage, make sure they were living a little bit better. It wasn't always so smooth. I know. He basically was trying to get us a motel room somewhere and whatever, stay whatever. But once again, it wasn't as simple as picking up garbage and trying to. Sometimes people on the street crack. They break. They snap. And their survival is really strange. We've been to L.A. a lot. A place, I have to say, I do not have the fondest memories of L.A. L.A. basically, Los Angeles translates to the city of angels. And there's so many fallen ones. They weren't sinners, but they were thrown out on the street and whatever. There was a time, literally, when L.A., I've said this before, L.A. was the kind of the place that was so, where there was a booming economy there. I mean, it wasn't just the home of Los Angeles. There were all these jobs available. It was anxious to be on this big, but now it's become so overcrowded, overblown, and just, it's a total mess. We had been there before, but one thing, L.A., people in L.A., some musician, I don't remember his name, whatever, invented the housing pod, a makeshift rudimentary shack, a place for someone to live in. That was something. And I went around trying to do everything I could to make sure that it was seen by all. Honestly. I did. And what happened was, I thought this would be the answer. This is the cure for homelessness right here. But L.A. made it illegal. They made it illegal even to sleep in your car. Damn them. So many people were trying to get out of L.A. because it's too expensive. Ain't no places to live, whatever. Some of them didn't even go out there to become stars. They went out there to basically just enjoy the sunshine and all those orange gross things that L.A. is known for. It's so expensive they were trying to get out, to leave, to do what to do. What wound up happening was we basically raised some protests. We made a lot of noise. We made it clear that we were picking up garbage. We were doing a lot of good. We made very clear, but it still fell on deaf ears. How do we get to this? What happened? What went wrong? Besides everything, it was not long after that we were headed someplace else, someplace very different. I remember asking Organic, okay, where are we going? I said, dude, you gotta quit being like a little kid asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? We're going someplace to let you know. I wasn't prepared for where we were going next. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Now, this is a place to get political. Everybody basically has a political sort of something or other. Everybody. Why? Because we're all kind of concerned about the way the world works. We often say, it's not just it's not the way things are. The system. No, man. That's rooster poop. You got to realize the fact that people died so that we had a right to choose the way our system is run. What we do, we have a choice. What to do? Sure enough, we were picking up garbage, and once again, we noticed an abundance of homeless people here, except they're not in a warm place like L.A. This is Washington, D.C. I wonder if we can get over here and basically, is it possible we can basically put more of those housing pods up here. Got to get some of these people sheltered. Are they going to do what's right? Are they? What to do? I don't know. I guess the only thing that can be done is the thought that we've got to basically pick up this trash. He said, I remember Organic said, dude, stop acting as if you're a congressman. Stop basically thinking about voting. Just focus on picking up trash right now. Do that first. Pick up the garbage first. So there it was. I started picking up garbage. It was a little cold. And once again, we were in one of those climates where it snows. Washington, D.C. I basically thought maybe we could basically give them some hats, some coats, and jackets. Dude, you don't have that much money. I'd be able to basically give a few people, you know, some that give them a coat, whatever. They need help right now. They need to be helped in a big way. I thought, how? Well, we're picking up garbage. And, you know, I remember one of the cities we went to, one of the things, the homeless didn't want the garbage picked up because what they said was, by making everything nice and dirty, it ensures that they'll be left alone. They don't want to be messed with. And some of them just basically wanted to be armed to the teeth so that nobody could mug them. They didn't feel safe even in their own homeless camp. That was a thing. It was a terrifying thing. What to do? Well, I picked up garbage. I made a thing of picking up garbage. And I tried to ask what kind of homeless programs there were out there. I told them about the invention of the housing pod. A makeshift rudimentary shack. It's got a roof and four walls. It's got a dang sort of a makeshift little toilet. It doesn't have indoor plumbing, but a bucket. You can go to the bathroom in, you know, whatever. You can live in this thing. I said, sounds great. When can we get one? I wanted to get a lot of building materials and start building them. Organic said he didn't want to have to fund everything. He said it can't just come from any one person's wallet. No one person, no matter how rich they are, is going to be able to really take care of the homeless problem. They all got to get together and do it. Now, me myself, I remember thinking, we're basically the nation's cap, but we can make it so they do something a little bit more about the homeless problem. I know a lot of people like them want the homeless to stay homeless. It's been said that when people get more and more poor, when there's more and more poor people, there are a few people who get really, really, really rich. Yeah, I know what you think. It's not very catchy. It's not a very amusing little slogan, but it's true. So, once again, what to do? What to do? I was the guy who said, no, we should do. Try to basically make us a little bit more shelter. Just try to basically see if the homeless projects, the Washington, D.C. homeless projects and the soup kitchens will be a little bit more open. Make sure they have a few more cans of soup for the homeless. Make sure that the housing pod is to do, what to do, what to do. I don't know. I don't know. I was at a loss. I still am. 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Please, don't just listen. Talk. Call in. Here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. And check out the singer Maya Harrison. Boy, she got stuff going on. Check her out. Check her out. I was destitute. Beyond destitute, actually. There was real damage. I mean, I was just looking around and wondering what to do. And then all of a sudden, I saw somebody. As we were cleaning up all of Washington, D.C., I happened to wind up right there, right near Capitol Hill, on a park bench. There was a woman, a big woman, who was basically living there. So, yeah. I basically came across this woman who was living there. She wasn't just old, she was ancient. I wonder if she was here when this basically place was, when they first put up Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, whatnot, in the days of Benjamin Banneker. She sat on the bench. I just stood there just amazed. I said, there was something about how old she was. You can take your eyes off. And she really showed. You shouldn't stare, but I couldn't stop. I had a conversation with her. I did most of the talk. She said she wasn't going to basically move until things were fixed. Until we had a system that worked. You know, America was never really the coziest place, but there was a time when things worked. They don't anymore. I don't know. We talked all about the way things were, and we complained about a system that was broken, and we complained about the sitting president. Of course we did. I mean, no matter who is sitting in office, we're going to complain. But we are happy when we basically come across a president who honestly is just a complete and total douche who does nothing but harm. And then we talk about how we can't wait for them to get kicked out of office. Did the system work? I think the people on the street need to have a little bit more power than they do. The Electoral College that picks the president to voters. I don't think enough people are really have enough of the control they should have. For basically the way things are being run. And you know, people on the street, the people who walk on the street, homeless, they should have a say too. And they don't. It's so messed up. It is so messed up. It's beyond messed up. I went around, basically, I gave Organic all these ideas about how we could basically make things better. Build some more homeless pods. He said, dude, they may just kind of, they need room and a lot of space. I mean, the city is actually really big. It's full of all those people and buildings and whatnot. I mean, how do we personally just, you know, they could have the same thing here in L.A. Thank you. you know. What to do? Man, I was depressed. I don't know what I was going to do. But I had to do something. What to do? It's messed up. It really is. So once again, basically we picked up garbage. We made it very clear that we were doing that. We try to go to the city hall, whatever have you, to try to make sure they do a little something about the homeless problem. We said we're going around doing that. But we don't want to think just because we're doing something means that basically the government needs to stop doing their part. Because a lot of these homeless people, they're homeless because the system broke. Government let them down. We also wanted to make sure that there were more place for them to stay, more food for them to eat, more means. There was really something. Something could be done. Me, I was angry. I was miserable. I don't know. There's something that can be done. I like to think so. There's a solution. The question is, are people actually going to do it? Couldn't do it all ourselves. Even Organic said to me, dude, I think it's good that you're trying to, you want to do something. But just show up here, try to do what needs to be done. Try to do the bare minimum, what needs to be done. Do that. And things will pick up. Stop trying to basically think if you just talk about stuff and worry about it, it'll make it better. Okay, get everybody involved. I know. What to do? Well, we picked up a lot of garbage. We always make sure people pick up garbage yourselves. Okay, you know, he made it simple. You know, he provided the gloves and the masks and whatever. And this is before the corona. I'm talking about like when you basically just don't want to inhale garbage and stink and filth. Inhaling that stuff can be bad for you. Washington, D.C. was founded on a cesspool. Thought about the woman sitting on that bench, overlooking Capitol Hill, living there, refusing to move. I thought about the fact that the eco pod, the housing pod, it can really do something, shelter people. I don't know. I made a resolution. I was going to make it so the housing pod, there would be more of these people living in them, taking off. There'll be more houses, more something or other. It was a real damn nasty thing. But I spend my time thinking, just praying and wishing and wanting to do something, see for the homeless community. I just need some of those outdoor tents. I wanted to make a few more for them. I was the one who basically thought, okay, look, what if we basically try to go back, you know, one of these places and start making, demand more soup dinners or something. Okay, so we'll do that too. We're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to stay in Washington, D.C. for a while. a while. You know why? Because we're going to do something. Like we were in L.A., we're going to try and sow the seeds of change.
It didn't seem so simple. It really didn't. It seemed like it was going to be real hard. Maybe even dangerous. Now I felt like this was the place to start. This is a place we want to stick around here for a while. Because we're going to create a domino effect. We're going to make things better. We are going to... What's the phrase I'm looking for? The perfect phrase. This is the heart of the beast. We're going to make changes here. You've been listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. And this show is brought to you by Organic OK. And also, so check out Maya Harrison, singer who she herself was born in Washington, D.C. Check out her action. She's got like all kinds of stuff all over the net. Another thing. Tune in tomorrow, basically, for the next exciting conclusion. All right? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. We are all over the net. All over. Our story still begins to be told. Thank you all. Thank you. And good night.